Today's shir is Masechta Avodah Zarah Daf Lamed Beis. We will begin Beis Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Lamed Beis of an Aleph, the third line. The Mishnah told us that the Cheres Hadar Yoni of a Nachri is Asav Hano. So ask the Gemara, my Hadar Yoni, what exactly is the Cheres Hadar Yoni? So the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mishmul, Cheres Shadroni's Keser. The Hadroni's Keser would take along with him when he went out to battle this type of cheres, and because he was the one that instituted this, it was called cheres hadrayoni. Says the Markios of Dimi Amma. So Dimi explains a little more in depth exactly how this cheres hadrayoni worked. He says the way what they did was there was kakapsul ha'isok, earth shloy avda, there was earth that was never worked on, adam ha'olam, nobody ever worked on that crop on that earth, and since nobody worked on it previously, it was obviously a very fertile piece of ground. And kiosa avda, and then somebody would work on it, for nata, and plant grapevines on it. Ram lechamra beguf lechavri, and he took wine that came out from this very fertile ground, put it into earthenware that never had been used previously, so had never absorbed anything previous to this. He would put the wine into new, the strong wine into new earthenware vessels, and then he would smear the walls with a material that would make anything that's used in it extremely absorbent. So now we had this earthenware had become extremely absorbent. And after it became so absorbent, and would absorb all this wine, the masbele b'chaspi, then they would break this earthenware into small pieces, v'daru b'hadayu, and they would take these pieces of earthen with them whenever they traveled, and wherever they arrived and they wanted to drink wine, what they would do is tarluhu, they would soak these pieces of earthenware in water, and that would cause all the wine to come out from the walls. And like that, says the Gemara of Ashasu, they would have wine to drink. The Azarua points out that the Cheres HaDaryoni that was saying is Asur because there's Yayin Nesach absorbed in it. But he says if there's only kosher wine absorbed in it, so we know, as we've been speaking, that if kosher wine is absorbed, if kosher wine is touched by a Nachri, it becomes Asur. But this is not considered if a Nachri is touching the pieces of earthenware, that's not considered that a Nachri touched the wine, because he's touching only the piece of cheres that has the wine on it, and therefore that has the wine in it. And therefore, if we could be careful that make sure that the Nachri doesn't actually touch the wine, we're fine. I'm Rabbi Shu ben Levi. For Rishon Shalanu, our top quality wine, Kishlishi Shalhen, that our top quality wine means that the wine that was taken from grapes and that was the first time used on from that tree is not as good as wine that they went through this process the third time. Ibailhu. So now I ask the Gemara a new question. We have these pieces of cheres. Can they be used to support a bed? And the Gemara explains the question. There's a halacha that if somebody wants to store that wine, it's the wine that makes the wine usher. The question here is, he's not interested in the wine. This person is interested in the piece of cheres. Is that the piece of cheres, as we've been saying, is absorbed full of wine? So the question is, roitz b'kiyumai de deva acher. We don't want to have direct benefit from the wine. Is that shari or asr?
And as the Chasam Sofer explains, that normally rights of Bekiyuma is considered something that's usur. It's most notably mentioned when it comes to Hilchas Pesach. The question is, how do we look at it when we speak here about Hilchas Tam Yenom? Toshma, says the mother of Elazar, Rav Yochanan, Chad Osu v'chad Shari. It's actually a machloikis. One man d'Amma says that it's mutter, and one man d'Amma says that it's usur. And therefore, we have here a machloikis about this subject. Meisvei asked Gemara on the opinion that says that it's not a problem. The Braisa teaches us hadudarim are vessels that are used for holding liquid, for a kuvis, that are vessels that are used to hold liquids that are made out of a hard piece of leather, shlav de kachavim, that were filled up with wine, and therefore these vessels absorbed the wine into them. The wine absorbs wine into them. Yain shel Yisrael konos behem. If there's kosher wine kept stored in these vessels, asur b'shtiyah. Because what happens is that since these vessels were used previously for non-kosher wine, now when you put the kosher wine into it, the taste of the non-kosher wine comes out and gets mingled together with the taste of the kosher wine that's in this keli. However, since there isn't really any wine here, it's only a vessel that is absorbed with wine in it, and therefore the halacha is that it's mutter by no. But says the Braisa, there's an opinion that disagrees. Hey, Shimon ben Gudel fnei b'noi shor Gamliel. Out of Gamliel shoshosu menu, he drank from the wine, ba'ako, and he wasn't concerned about any wine that's absorbed coming out. It says the Gemara, v'loi ha'doloi. So of course the Rashba points out that even this opinion that is lenient won't let you drink any wine that was, any kosher wine that was stored in this, unless you first wash out this flask. Says the Braisa further, noidus, that it's a flask that's made out of soft leather, shalav de kachavim, v'shim gamalayim v'shim rabishua ben kufsoi, os lasmem ch'tichim l'chamor. What they used to do is, they used to take these leather pouches and tie them to the, if they needed to attach them to the saddle that the animal was wearing, he says, you're not allowed to do it. V'hochem, says the Gemara, when we think about this case, the roots of Kiyum Ha'idei Dava Acher, we're looking to preserve these flasks, but the reason we're looking to preserve these flasks is not because of the wine that's in there. It's only because we want the flask to be attached to the saddle. And yet, for Ketani, the Braisa says that it's also to do this. So we see that even though it's rights of Bekiyumai, Ayidei Dov Acher, it's still considered Osir. Ask the Gemara, Ultameich, according to you, Kankanim Shalav Dekachavim Litzu L'Mizman, why is not the Halacha that earthenware pitchers of the Nochrim should be also to be sold? Mashna noidis, why are we learning that we can't have any benefit from these flasks? Or Mashna kankonim? And the Ritva explains the question of the Gemara is that obviously it was quite common for Jews to sell these type of pitchers, and nobody said it's usher. And the question is, why should that not be considered noidis? Why should that not be considered rights of Kiyumai Dei Dov Acher? That's the way Ritva explains the Gemara's question. The way the Taras Chaim explains the Gemara's question, he says, the fact that the Braisa only spoke about Noidus being Osir and did not indicate that Kankanim are Osir, obviously the Braisa is of the opinion that the Kankanim are Mutter. And Gemara's question is, why is there a differentiation? Amarava, Gzeira Shemi Baka Noid, the reason we are machmer by the noidus, by these flasks, because we're concerned that the flask may split open. V'yitlenu, and he's going to take and put it on the saddle. V'yitrenu al gabe noida. And then what's going to happen, he's going to put it, attach it to his own noid. In other words, what the Gemara is saying is that if he would only leave it, that's what the Gemara is trying to say, if you would only leave it on the saddle, it wouldn't be a consideration. But what we're worried here is that it may be reattached to another wine flask, and then that wine will give tam, will give taste to kosher wine. Says the Gemara, Ulaman da Omer, according to the opinion that we are now explaining, that rights b'kumay de dover acher is enough to make it usur, maishna kankanim b'sharu, why are we lenient by the kankanim? Amalach, hasam leisel asur be'inei. When we speak about kankanim, the halacha is that there's no real iser available. Hacha, when we're speaking about the cheres adrayani, as we started the shear, since this cheres, these earthenware pieces, are so super absorbent, so it's as if we have the wine right in front of us. So when we don't have the wine right in front of us, there's room for leniency. Cheres hadaryani, as we began the shear, is so absorbent, that's why we have to be machmer. And this is the basis that since we learn here that anything that we have roitz b'kiyumai, we have to be machmer. And that becomes a very important consideration on Pesach, that whenever we have a situation of roitz b'kiyumai on chametz b'Pesach, we have to take a much stricter approach to such a situation. Says the Gemara, the Braisa said that Shimon ben Gagoide said to Rabbi Gamliel, who apparently drank from these kalim, and he says v'loy haydoloi, and he didn't. And the Gemara says v'loy haydoloi, the Chachamim did not agree with Rabbi Gamliel did, because they held that even these type of kalim absorb wine. Rimini asked the Gemara, there's another braisa. Yain ha-bobr kova shalav t'chavim, osu b'shtuya muta b'ano. It says the braisa, hey, Shimon ben Gagoide lefnei b'noi shal Gamliel, ala Gamliel sheshosum ena ba'akov ha-hoidoloi. So we have here a stira. Before we had loy ha-hoidoloi, that they weren't satisfied with what Gamliel did. And here it says ha-hoidoloi, that they are satisfied with what Gamliel did. Answers the Gemara, my like Haidaloi to come a Hassan, Ko Siyatai. The group of Chachamim that were there were dissatisfied with what Rav Gamliel did. Av Benoi, Maidaloi. Rav Gamliel's son was satisfied with what he did. And when this price says, Vahaidaloi, it's speaking about Rav Gamliel's son. Ibai same, another way to reconcile is Shimon ben Gudel Lechud, that's what a Aleph at the end of the word, at Shimon ben Guda with Ayin Lechud. And ben Guda, Omer, that the Chachamim were dissatisfied with what Rabbi Gamliel did. That's the ben Guda with Aleph. But the ben Guda with Ayin says the Rabbanim were okay with what Rabbi Gamliel did. We learned further in the Mishnah that Iris Levuvim are Osir, and not only are they Osir, but they're actually Osir Bahano. Tana Bonin, so begins the Braisa, Eza Or Levuv. What is considered Or Levuv? Kol shekenruah kalegra leiv. Wherever the skin next to the heart is cut, for kader kamin aruba, and the cut is a circular cut, because what the Ovdei Avodah Zarah would do, they would take the animal while it was still alive to the Avodah Zarah, make the circular cut, take out the heart, and put it and burn it for the Avodah Zarah. And continues the Braisa in understanding this halacha. Yeshalov Kortam, if we see blood by the cut, so that's an indication that this skin was cut while the animal was still alive. And therefore, usur, that you can't have any benefit from that skin, because this is an animal that was used for Avodah Zarah. However, Enalov Kortam, if there's no blood there, so then it's mutter, because the whole way that they used to worship the Avodah Zarah in this fashion was only when they cut and made the cut in the heart when the animal was alive. So if the animal was alive, it would bleed. But if there is no blood there, so it means that the heart, that it was cut only after the animal was slaughtered, and then that's not what they did for Avodah Zarah. Continues the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna Lo Shana El Shloi Malchu, that this halacha that we just said, that if there's no blood there, then it's an indication that this entire procedure only happened after the animal died, is only if the animal's hide was not salted. Ava Malcha, if the animal's hide was salted, because then the fact that there's no blood there doesn't mean anything. Because Ayma Malcha Vartai, that what it really means is that there was perhaps blood there, but the salting removed the blood. We learned regarding the Oral Vov, Shim Gamil Aymer, Bazmancha Karoshloi Ogol, if the cut around the heart is round, then it's Osur, but if Moshech, if it's straight, Mutter. And again, the explanation according to Rashi is because when they did this worship to Avodah Zarah, then they did it in a circular fashion. If it's straight, it's an indication that it wasn't done for Avodah Zarah. The Tosfos Rid, however, quotes the Yerushalmi. He says, the Yerushalmi says that when you make a cut in an animal's skin while the animal's alive, the cut will automatically have a round shape to it. Whereas when you make a cut when the animal is dead, it'll have a straight line, not a round line. Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Halakha of Shimon Gamliel, that only if it's a round cut, it's Asur, not any other way. Amalei Abaya, so Abaya said to Rav Yosef, Halakha, when you say that Halakha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel, Mechlal, that's an indication, the Pligi. Because when the Gemara has to say that we're passing a certain way, it would indicate, if Rav Shimon Gamliel is just coming to explain what we've been learning, it wouldn't be necessary to say Halakha, because everybody is agreeing to what is being taught here. The fact that the Gemara found it necessary, the fact that the Gemara meant necessary to say Halakha Rav Shimon Gamliel, means that they're disagreeing. Amalei, so Rabbi Yosef says, my nafkul chaminon, the question that he means to ask is that once we're establishing that the halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel, so what's the difference if somebody disagrees with him or doesn't disagree with him? The halacha, we need to know what is the halacha. Says the Gemara, Amalei, so he said, Gemara, Gemara, Samarita Tehei, is the Gemara a song? A song, we don't have to know or everything what's behind the tune. Here, every word of Gemara is very relevant. And even if it doesn't make a difference for halacha, lemaisa, still there is value in every word of the Gemara. And I saw that the Ben Yoyada explains that this is a very, very important lesson. But the lesson here is that we learn many Gemaras that are not relevant halacha lemaisa. And Mitzvah Shem, we're soon going to begin learning Seder Kachim, which unfortunately is mostly not relevant nowadays. But there is a tremendous advantage to learning Gemara, even what is not relatable to daily halacha. Because the definition of zmarta is to cut. And what we accomplish by learning Torah, even Torah that isn't necessarily relevant, halacha lemaisa, is a marta. It has the ability to cut anything that could be negative to us. And because they're considered, so because that's the power of Torah, so every word of Torah, even the words of Torah that don't apply to our daily life, still have the power of cutting away, of saving us from all types of problems. I also saw a very interesting pshat, the Gemara, that somebody who's the one that learns Torah, Zmartas, Zmiris, songs, who is the individual who's most qualified and suited to be a chazan, to sing for us, to be the Baal Tefillah? Somebody who is Gemara, somebody who learns Torah. Says the Gemara, Basa hanichna, we learned in the Mishnah. Basa hanichna slavayz kechavim, somebody who brings meat to the base of Avodah Zarah, mutter. However, in other words, if it was taken before it was actually offered, it's mutter. Mantana, says the Gemara, who's that opinion? Even though that the meat, that even though it was slaughtered by a Nachri, but it's not yet brought to Avodah Zarah's mutter, says the Gemara, Amrav Chivar Abba, Amrav Yochanan, the like Rabbi Elazar. It's not consistent with the opinion of Rabbi Elazar. Dik Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar's opinion is, HaMestamach Sheves Avodah Kechavim, whenever a Nachri slaughters an animal, his intention is to make it Avodah Zarah. And since his intention is to make it Avodah Zarah, as we're going to learn, Avodah Zarah is also Bahanah. But Tosfos and Ramban both point out that's only if the animal was slaughtered. But if the animal was killed in any other way, then this halacha wouldn't apply. And they say a very geshmak araya. They say we're speaking about the Aris Levuvim. And the Aris Levuvim, we had a conversation, when is it considered Aris Levuvim, when not? If every animal that's killed by a Nachri, we have to assume was killed for Avodah Zarah, then we don't have to be worried about the Aris Levuvim. It must be that only an animal that was slaughtered is used for Avodah Zarah. And the Aris Levuvim is this new halacha even by an animal that wasn't slaughtered. Vayoytze, but we learned further in the Mishnah, Hayoytze, any meat that's taken out from the base of Avodah Zarah, Osir, Neshu Kezivche Mesim. My Tama, says the Gemara, what's the reason? Yefsha, the Leketach Ruvis Avodah Kechavim. So, as the Ritva, we learned previously that the Gemara said that when we buy an animal from a Nachri, we need not be concerned that the Nachri brought it for Avodah Zarah. Because if he would have brought it for Avodah Zarah, he would have never sold it. But here we're learning the Gemara asked the Ritva that they did serve it, even though it was used for Avodah Zarah, they're still selling it. Says the Ritva, this point that he wouldn't sell an animal that he has for Avodah Zarah is only prior to having brought it for Avodah Zarah. But once it was brought for the Avodah Zarah, so he did whatever he had to do with that animal, and then he has no problem to sell it. Mani, who's this Tana that holds that Takruvis Avodah Chavim is also Banah? Says the Gemara Rabbi Yehuda ben Seiri. The Tanya Rabbi Yehuda ben Seiri Omer. Menayla Takruvis Avodah Chavim Shem Tam Boil. How do we know that it's Tam Boil? Shnem Vitzom Dol Baal Pa'or V'yoich Lo Zivchei Meisim. So the Pasuk compares Avodah Zarah to Zivchei Meisim. Ma mace metama boil, just like a mace is metama boil, off takruvus avodas kechavim also is metama boil. So Tosfos points out that the Gemara Masech Techulin Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis says that the Rabbanan disagree with what we just learned from Rabbi Yehuda Maseira, and they hold that takruvus avodas kechavim does not have Tumas oil like a mace. Rebbeinu Tam says that if we're learning here, Rebbeinu Tam explains that the Rabbanan only disagree with Rebbe Yehuda ben Beseira regarding to the halacha of Takruvus Akum being metama ba'oil. But it is also b'hanah. Everybody will agree that Takruvus of Avodah Zarah is also b'hanah. So now, ask the Ramban, but we have a rule throughout Shas that ain't hekesh lemak mechza. So if the halach is that the kruvis avodah zarah is compared, like the Gemara just said, to a mace, so isn't Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira automatically correct that if it's compared to a mace, it should be compared to a mace all the way, both in the halacha that it's also ba'anah, and also in the halacha that it's metam ba'oil. Says the Ramban that when is there a halacha that ain hekesh lemechza, that we have a hekesh, we can't use it only halfway? That's only when we're learning a hekesh in a pasuk in the Chamisha Chumshat Torah. But the pasuk is here that we're talking about is a pasuk in Tehillim. The pasuk in Tehillim doesn't have that halacha of ain hekesh lemechza. And he says, he takes it a step further, says the Ramban. The Torah, when it speaks about Takruvus Avodah Kechavim, says that we're not allowed to eat it. And now the Pasuk in Tehillim says Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra expands and elaborates on that halacha. The halacha that we're not allowed to eat from their carbon is based on the Pasuk that says Pentechris Bris v'kara l'chava achalta mezivchai. The Rabbanon say that we can't learn from this Pasuk anything about Tumah, because all it's referring back to is the Pasuk in Chumash, which speaks about the Isser Achila. But, says the Chasam Sofer, in explaining the opinion of Yehuda ben Becerra, he says, yes, the Pasuk in Tehillim has to reflect the Pasuk in the Torah. But the Pasuk in the Torah says that Yaakov Avinu told his family, Hasirus Elohei Anecha Asher B'Soichem V'Taharu. So we see that the Pasuk speaks about Avodah Zarah, the two Pesukim in the Torah, Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra says. That one Pasuk in the Torah speaks about the Isra Achila of Avodah Zarah, and the other Pasuk speaks about the Tumah of Avodah Zarah. And that's why Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra was able to learn that Pasuk in that fashion. Rabbanan only used it to teach us about the Isra Achila. The Mishnah told the Hachon of Tarfis, those Nachrim who are traveling to a city that has an Avodah Zarah to worship it. So from when the Nachrim travel to that city, Asurim Losis V'Losis Imam, any Yisrael may not do business with them at that point. And the way the Rishonim explained this halacha, it's really very connected to the first halacha of this Masechta. Because the first halacha of Masechta is that whenever the Nachrim, it's before the holidays, we have to be careful not to do business, because that causes them to worship and thank the Avodah Zarah. This is a continuation of that halacha. It says the Gemara Amishma Oved Avim Ha'elach L'Trafis, a Nachri is going to Zavais Avodah Zarah. Ba'alicha, when he's going, Osir, we can't do business with him, because we need to be concerned. Da'ozol U'maydi Kamevitz Kachavim. If he's successful in us doing business with him, he's going to go and praise his God. And then we know, as the Pasuk says, V'shem Alechim Echeirim Lo Yishama Alpicha. We are warned not to create a situation that they will praise their God. Chazorah, but when they're coming home, Mutter, then we can do business, because at that point, by the Hava, it's already after the entire event. However, Yisrael Alech Tarfis, if a Jew is going, Ba'alicha Mutter, if he's traveling in that direction, we don't have to be concerned, because Dilma Hadabev Le'azel, we have to hope and assume that ultimately a Yisrael is not going to be do that terrible sin of Avodah Zarah. Dilma Hadabev Le'azel. However, B'chazorah, when he's coming home, also we can't do any business with them, because at that point, Avikba, Yisrael, when a Yisrael unfortunately becomes Oivet Avodah Zarah, he becomes totally attached to him. And if he'll have a successful deal on the way home, Mehed Dahad of Azul, he's just going to go back to worship the Avodah Zarah. Ask the Gemara, Vatanya, Yisrael El Chatarfis, Bein Bechalicha, Bein Bechazara Asur. So we see that in both directions it's Asur. Answers the Gemara, Amar Vashi, Kitanya, he, that Bryce is referring to already a Yisrael Mumer. He has already a track record that he worships Avodah Zarah. Such an individual, Vade Azul, is certainly already, even on the way to the Avodah Zarah, certainly going to worship the Avodah Zarah. There's no reason to believe that this person is not worshiping Avodah Zarah. His behavior has shown us how attached he is to the Avodah Zarah, and therefore we can't have any assumption or hope that he's not going to worship the Avodah Zarah, and therefore even if he's traveling to the Avodah Zarah, we can't do any business with him.